DHS, illegal alien accused of killing 6-year-old Callie Toller was deported 3 times. By John Binder on July 9, 2026. An illegal alien accused of running a stop sign and hitting a mother and her 2 young children, resulting in the death of 6-year-old Callie Toller, had been previously deported from the United States multiple times. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, officials revealed this week. This monster caused a car crash that killed a 6-year-old girl and injured a mother and a 4-year-old, DHS's Lauren Biss said in a statement. As Breitbart News reported, 33-year-old illegal alien Jamie Santiago Corona of Mexico was arrested in Pitt County, North Carolina, this month after allegedly running a stop sign and hitting 35-year-old Callie Toller, who was driving to get lunch with her 2 children, 6-year-old Callie Toller and 4-year-old Colton Toller. While Callie and Colton were rushed to nearby hospitals and are recovering from serious injuries, Callie was pronounced dead at the scene. At the time of the crash, Corona was driving despite having his license revoked. A GoFundMe fundraiser has been created to help the Toller family. Now, DHS officials say Corona should never have been in North Carolina, as he was previously deported in 2019, 2023, and 2024. After his last deportation, officials said he again crossed the southern border as an unknown gotaway. He had previously been deported 3 times, and has a criminal history for driving under the influence of liquor, Biss said. This tragedy was 100% preventable. Our prayers are with Callie Toller and her family. DHS lodged a detainer requesting this criminal illegal alien not be released from jail and allowed on our roads again. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com.